Hello and good evening. Welcome along to Travels Through a Kingdom on this Sunday evening. As always, it's myself, Kyle Flynn, with you on air until 7. How are you keeping? Were you up in Dublin yesterday or are you still above there? You can let me know tonight on our text lines on 083 300 3300 or you can send me an email, kflynn@radiokerry.ie. There's plenty to come on the show this evening, but we are going to start Travels Through a Kingdom in Listowel and you are in for an absolute laugh. Last week, there was hundreds of blonde wigs around the town. Between shopfront statues and people in the locality, it was all in aid of Dolly Day. Dolly Day was an attempt to break a Guinness World Record to have the most Dolly lookalikes in the one setting. And I'm almost sure that they have broken it, but it has to be confirmed within 12 weeks. And with this attempt in mind, they also raised money for two very important Kerry charities, Comfort for Chemo Kerry and Kerry Hospice. And as you know, cancer does touch almost every family at some point in life. And it brought people together to raise money and make very special memories as well. I attended the event and in the next few recordings you'll hear plenty of background noise, plenty of laughs and of course very special memories made on the day. I first spoke to Eugene Nocton, president of Dollywood, who came to the event and he was in absolute awe of what he saw. Tell us about Dolly Day, you coming out here today.
You know, after I met Cora on video conference, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. The committee has done an awesome job in preparing for Dolly Day, and I think they're going to have over-delivered on their promise to make this something special. I think they're going to set the record, but I also think they're going to break a record for their charity fundraising, too.
Have you ever seen something like this before?
Never. No, I've never experienced it in my life. Yeah, yeah. But it reminds me a lot of when Dolly visits us at the park. We host a parade, and we have an old car that we decorate with flowers, and then she gets a chance to drive around the park and say hello to everyone. And it creates quite a stir when she does that. And this excitement reminds me a little bit of that feeling.
And she gave the big approval for this as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, she does so many things for so many people. And with the way cancer has impacted families all over the world, this is just a really easy way for us to give back and help make a difference.
I'm Donal.
Donal, where are you from?
I'm from Listowel, but living in Ate.
Donal, you got all dressed up here for Dolly Day. Tell us about your outfit first.
Well, I had to go to Whelan's and buy a pair of booty shoes. And then a nice denim jacket and a couple of balloons under my white shirt. So I think I got one of the best cleavages around here at the moment. You know, I'm very proud of it.
And like that, there's plenty of men here dressed up as well. Did you have to be convinced?
No. My brother was somehow involved in it, so I was just told you need to be in this thing, so that's what I did, yeah.
And what does it mean to you when you see everyone here dressed up, you know, good crack, everyone is smiling?
I think, you know, it's brilliant for Listowel, you know, it's great community spirit in Listowel, and the fact that they do this and they've done the non-day, people just get stuck in and have a bit of fun, which is great crack.
And that's community at the heart, isn't it? People getting stuck in, dressed up, balloons in their tops.
Yeah, yeah. No, like a community willing to be a bit stupid, but having fun doing it, you know, so it's great.
My name is Roisin.
And Roisin, where are you from?
We're from Connemara. There's five of us here together celebrating my birthday, and we all came down from Galway today. And some of us, as you see, are wearing fake boobs. Some of us don't need it for Dolly Parton. And we all have the wigs, and it's for a fantastic charity. And we came down from Galway to celebrate this with you.
And where did you hear of it, if you're coming down from Galway?
My friend Cliona and all her friends organised this for my birthday, and they just told me this is a Dolly Day, and when I found out about it I hadn't a clue, so I just kind of followed the crowd and we all came together today. So we're staying in a hotel, we're staying overnight, and we just can't wait.
And you know that when I was driving into Listowel this afternoon, I noticed in most of the shops and businesses here you see a wig in every window.
Yes, they're selling them everywhere. And I was looking on Instagram and Facebook, and all you could see was lingerie shops and men going in with fake balloons and trying on bras, you name it, anything to look like Dolly.
And isn't that just the nicest thing, though, when you think about it? Everyone's smiling here, everyone's laughing, everyone's giving. giving it a go.
And we don't have any rain because we thought the wigs and everything are going to be ruined. Ruined.
And it's supporting two Kerry charities as well, you know, like that. Cancer does touch a lot of lives in people. So it's lovely to celebrate them and help them as well.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the reasons that the girls had organised this, because of it's touched all of our families in some way or another. So it's a fantastic thing to support, and we're having so much fun.
Mary Barry.
Mary, and where are you from?
Abbeyfield.
You're here down in Dolly Day. Tell me, how long have you been planning to come down here?
Oh, I'd say since we heard about it first. So
there's a great atmosphere around, isn't
it? Great atmosphere and a great crowd and lovely style, lovely wigs.
Did it take long to get organised?
Oh, not too bad. The dynamite bus is always handy.
And who's here with you?
My friend Veronica from Abbeyfield, and my mother is after coming in to see what's happening, and my sister and my son.
Oh, I loved it. And were you all excited coming down?
We were. And my other son is at home. We left him farming. He's drawing in bales.
I wonder, will he miss it?
So he won't miss it, no.
And it's lovely as well, again, for two great Kerry charities as well to support.
It is great. Great charities. Yes. My husband passed away in palliative care 3.5 years ago, so they'd be all dear to our hearts, close to our hearts,
And so I'm sure he's up there laughing now down at you in the time of your life.
You can be sure he's laughing at us.
What's your own name?
Brenna.
Brenna, where are you from?
Kerry.
Okay, and what are you dressed up today as Dolly?
I know.
Are you having loads of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you expect as many people to come out?
Nope.
And can you play the guitar, or is it here for props?
I cannot even play the guitar.
What would you do if Dolly Parton was here today? Would you go up to her?
I don't know.
And who are you here with?
My mom, cousin Mila, my cousin Emma, Noel,
Tara,
Jackie, and Helen.
Okay. What's your own name?
Lisa.
Lisa, and you're here today at Dolly Day. There's a good few over here. Isn't it great, crack?
Oh my God, it's just amazing. And you know what? It's just so innocent. And everybody is out. And everybody's cheering everybody on. And it's such a good cause. Because everyone knows somebody had breast cancer. And that's what it's all about.
And isn't it a lovely way of seeing, you know, one thing I always point out is community coming together. But oh my goodness, this is a huge community.
This is just unreal. Like, you have everybody just is here for it, the same person. It's just, I can't put my words in it. It's just brilliant. The crack is brilliant, like.
So. And what time were you getting dressed up today?
We got ready, or we started getting ready, I suppose, about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And we came into town, we had something to eat, and she had her guitar, and we just sang and danced around the corners, and everybody was cheering everybody on.
Do you think we'll break the record?
Hopefully, will we?
Maybe.
we will.
My own name is Holly. Well, Dolly, sorry. It's actually Dolly, not Holly. But today I'm Dolly. Some days I'm a Holly, but you know.
And where does Holly or Dolly come from?
Tennessee, Nashville. No, I'm from Cork, in Bishopstown, Cork. Yeah, so we travelled all the way down to the kingdom where we want to be from just to have an absolute hooly for Dolly Day. And it's what a laugh, what a turnout. What fun is about to be had. I love it. It's brilliant.
And it's lovely to support two Kerry charities.
Oh,
as well.
Big time.
That touches a lot of people.
Listen, that was the main reason that we came down. But then as well, then, you know, like, it's just to raise money for a good charity. And, you know, and that's, we all know this is close to our own heart. And to come down, have a bit of a crack, agus ciol, and a few points in the mix. How bad?
And do you think we'll break the record?
I hope so. Listen, I think we need to get 250 to get us across the line. And I think 1,500 tickets sold out. And there's a few Dolly's astray, so listen, today is the day.
My name is Steve.
Steve, where do you come from?
Listowel.
Can you please describe your outfit, Steve?
I am Christmas Dolly.
And where did you get the outfit and everything? And the red lipstick really suits you, Steve, I must say.
A lot of effort went in now, and the costume design, I have to give credit to my daughter and my wife for the costumes.
And did you have good crack getting dressed up today?
Of course I did, yeah. There's a big gang of the house today and we're all here, so good crack.
And what time did you come out today?
What time did we come out? We came out at about 4:30.
And how long have you been queuing? The queue is huge.
Oh, the queue is humongous. It's just going on forever. Honest to God.
I knew when someone said, oh, the count will be done by 6:30, and I said, I say, you can add another hour and a half onto that.
No, definitely another hour and a half. Can't you see here? They're only starting the queue there, like, you know? So, long way to go yet.
Lovely charities and lovely causes to support as well, which is
great.
A big
it's
thing.
It's a great cause, and Listowel is a great town for support, and the surrounding community is a great town and great community to support something like this. You know, there and always has been.
And I suppose as a Listowel person yourself, you must see a lot of events like this carrying out.
It's a great town. There's always something. You've got St. John's, you've got the Race Week, you've got the Writers Week, you've got food fairs. There's always something cultural going on and crack going on here, like, you know, always.
And in saying that as well, I've been talking to a few people. People are coming down from Galway, Cork, whatnot. There's people overseas.
My daughter came up from UCC today and crowd came with her this morning. Like, so, you know, it's just a good vibe.
Where do you come from, Tom?
I'm from Mallow.
Okay, did you come down here especially today for Dolly Day?
I did come down especially, but now I have a link. I'm married in locally to Rahi, so we came especially for the weekend.
Very good. Tell me about your outfit. Number one, is it comfortable?
When you say outfit, this is what I do normally on a Saturday night. I'm just surprised there's so many people who are copying me now. There's over 2,000 looks like copying me tonight. But I bought most of it in a charity outfit. I come here, psst, do you know anybody wants to buy a few boobs? I have some spare ones here in a bag.
Well, you know what? I have to say, your pink is definitely your colour.
I think so, yeah. That's my face you're talking about there, is it?
Tell me, it's a lovely event to get involved with. Look at all the people over here now. You have a good view when we stand up on this hill. So many blonde wigs.
I know, it is great. Somebody's made a fortune selling blonde wigs. But do you know what? It's great. Isn't it fantastic? But I was actually saying to some of my friends earlier on, it's a statement about Kerry and about Listowel, how proud we are, and we're not afraid to stand out and do something for the right cause. And it's a great charity and a great cause. So for anybody who hasn't donated already, please do give some money. The hospice is a great charity.
So I'm going to ask a quick favour. I know that Dolly couldn't be here today, but she knows I'm here, and I'd like to start a video on my phone, and I want you all to say hi, Dolly, okay? Let's let her know. That's so awesome. So without ado, how about a countdown starting from 10? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Finally, to all you out there, we know that there's lots of you here that may be going through your own journey. We know that there's lots of you here that may have lost somebody to cancer. And we would just like for 2 minutes to clap for everybody that has lost their lives.
Cora, how long did this take to organise?
It's actually, we started it before COVID. We were supposed to do it during COVID, but it didn't. So it's been going on since then. But I suppose it's definitely 12 months. Yeah.
And the importance of doing this and taking the extreme idea. Did you think this many people would come out today?
No. No, we did. Well, I suppose we did. We did break a record in 2012 for the largest gathering of people dressed as nuns. So we were kind of estimating that maybe, hence why I'm dressed as a nun today. So we were kind of thinking that maybe we might get the same crowd. But I suppose so many people love Dolly Parton. So many Dolly Parton fans have turned up. It's absolutely blown
and
us away.
And getting the backing of Dollywood and Dolly World, whatever you call it, that must have been amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely amazing. We're just so blown out of the water to have had Eugene Nocton here, the president of Dollywood. And they also gave us a great prize to auction, which is going to be auctioned on June 28th. You can look that up in shepherds.ie. And that's for an overnight stay for 6 people. 2 will stay on the Dolly's bus, and the other 4 then will be staying in the hotel and tickets to the resort. And Eugene says whoever the highest bidder, he said they will be so well taken care of that it's definitely something that if you have the money to go bid for.
and you broke the record today. What was the number?
I'm not 100% sure just yet. So I suppose we have to wait for it to be ratified by Guinness. So that takes about 12 weeks. So hopefully we will have broken the record. Yeah, it's definitely over 1,100 anyway.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Did you ever expect that?
I don't know. I kind of didn't. I didn't, you know. I thought we would definitely get over 250 people dressed correctly because the world records, their guidelines were very, very strict. Like, as you can see from today, everybody had to be photographed. There had to be, their outfits had to be something that Dolly had worn in a public performance. So people went to great efforts to do that, in fairness to them, Listowel and beyond, and where everybody came from, they've done Dolly proud anyway today.
And two lovely Kerry charities that were being supported today.
Yeah, so all the money raised is going completely to the Kerry Hospice and to Comfort for Chemo. And I know that we've had a lot of people here today that have been on the chemotherapy journey, and we've also had a lot of people that have come through the hospice. So I think we're doing it all for them.
And what does it mean to you today?
Well, I suppose I was able to see firsthand the... my mother-in-law and father-in-law came through the hospice, and my brother, just at Christmas. So I could see the care that was being given to him and us, his family, and the staff in the hospice were absolutely amazing.
Well, you should be so proud of yourself. They're all so proud of you. The whole community of Listowel and beyond are so proud, Cora. And this is a day that you'll remember forever.
Thank you.
And that was Cora O'Brien speaking to me at the end of the recording. And I'm delighted to say they had over 1,100 Dolly lookalikes on the day. So we'll touch base once again in 12 weeks' time to hear how the record went. But what I want to know is, were you there? Did you dress up? Tell me all about it. You can contact me on text and WhatsApp on 083 300 3300, or email kflynn@radiokerry.ie. Tell me all the laughs you had. I mean, as you could hear from the recordings, there was plenty of balloons, there was melons, there was anything and everything. And I don't think I laughed as much as I did that day. It was definitely good for the soul. But as I said, if you were there, if you dressed up, if you got organised and were excited and saw the festivities after the count in Listowel, I heard it went on till all hours. You can let me know here on Travis True Kingdom this evening. We'll be back with more on the programme after this break. And you're very welcome back to tonight's Travels Through a Kingdom. It's myself, Kaya Flynn, with you on air until 7, and I do hope you can keep me company up until then. Now, we are meeting a Meath woman who is living in Brusna. Sheena Heary joined me during the week, and she had an idea of setting up a social Sunday, and she tells me all about it and where her idea came from.
My name is Sheena Heary. I'm originally from County Meath, living in Kerry about 15-ish years. I work in the Public Health Nurse Department for Cork and Kerry. I won't bore you with it. I write policies and that kind of stuff.
Very good. But you're not a boring person, Sheena. You're a very energetic person. You have a great personality. And from the day I spoke to you on the phone, I knew you have a great connection about you. But you live here in Kerry and in Brusna. Tell us a bit about you in Kerry and your love for Kerry.
Initially when I moved here, I was working in Limerick and I was kind of commuting up and down. But then I got working in Kerry and kind of got settled. Like, and I just loved, I love the way the tradition and the culture is still alive down here, where it's kind of not so much up the country. We'll say County Meath, where I'm from, it's kind of nearly a suburb of Dublin at this stage. So it's kind of changed a bit. But even like we were talking about earlier, the rambling houses, the sessions in the pubs, all that kind of stuff, it's really alive around Kerry and, you know, the peripheries.
And I'd find it, you know, I suppose we're so used to it here in Kerry, we kind of take it for granted. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise, you know, as you said, up in Meath, you might find the one kind of session or something going on there. So was that a bit of a culture shock for you when you first came?
Yeah. It just seems natural here. And like, I used to be big into the set dancing scene, and I used to say, God, Kerry people just are born dancing. They come out dancing because they all know how to do a polka. Like, the first time I came to a Kerry wedding, I was like, what the hell? It was just class. Like, you wouldn't get polkas and stuff at weddings, you know, up the country, but it seems to be just part of the norm down here, that the music and the dancing and like that, the sessions and everything goes. It's like you don't have to be the best of the best. I love the way there's just like, there's singers, there's somebody get up and do a dance, get up and do a hornpipe, somebody will tell a recitation, they write their own stuff, or they're handing down the older ones, you know, there's, and the, as I was saying to you, the rambling houses, like they were only something that I got into in the last couple of years, and they're savage. Like the amount of raw talent, like it's not trained, it's not it's just,
it's
handed
forced.
Down, it's not forced. Mm-hmm. And everybody's so welcome, and like, and it's not revolved around drink or the pubs. It's just, it's pure traditional culture, keeping it alive. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
And you brought your dad down to these, did you? Or you have a good connection with music in your life?
Yeah, daddy always played music, and I was saying to you, he kind of got me into it. He used to work big time with the St. Vincent de Paul, and they'd always have these outings for the senior citizens and bus trips to Knock and stuff, and I'd be brought along to sing or play or whatever. And he'd always be playing the accordion in the house, and I used to just learn by ear playing with him. And yeah, he was down here maybe a couple of weeks ago, and we went to Ramblin' House in Newmarket. Mm-hmm. But he'd never been to one before. And I was asking him, did they have them up there? Like, daddy's 82 now, but he was saying no, that they didn't kind of have that.
Mm-hmm. And how did he tradition. Find the experience?
He loved it, yeah.
And how long did it go on for? Because I know those rambling houses, they can go on for hours.
They can. It depends. Like, Murty O'Keefe is the man that runs. He's a pure gentleman. He runs the one in Newmarket, and he gets a big following. I think there was like 60 people there the day that I was there, and everybody just, like, they're there because they want to be there and they like listening to the music and stories. So it's very respectful, and like, whatever you do and you get listened to, and you, mm-hmm. you know, and then you.
And like I was saying to you earlier as well, and if anyone who has obviously a big follower of Travels Through a Kingdom, is I went to the Knock Lock and Rambling House a couple of weeks ago, and that was one thing I really found, is no one was chattering over anyone that was performing. Everyone stood and listened and sang along, clapped their hands, you know, and everyone was just, if they weren't feeling some emotion towards maybe a ballad or something like that, they were cheering on and laughing to a song or a yarn or something like that. Yeah. And I think that's really powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jim Lyons runs a great show out there now. It's one of the best. And there's a great one in Scarta Glen as well. Give them all a plug. And Aita McQueen in Newcastle West. She'll kill me if I don't mention her. She's a powerhouse of a woman. Mm-hmm. She used to have one in Monaghan. But like that, people will travel. People travel from Cork and Limerick and Kerry to all these. They follow the rambling houses. But like you say, they're just respectful of people and what they're bringing to it, and there's a great old camaraderie, and then you have your cup of tea and your buns and cakes or whatever,
your scone.
And it's not like drink orientated, but it's just a lovely culture to kind of keep, and it's hopefully it won't dwindle. Mm-hmm. But when there's people like that, and then there's Jimmy Cullinan runs one in Brosna as well. It used to be Josie McCreesh's Ramblin' House, so he's a great man to keep the show on the road as well. So when people like that are keeping it going,
you can't really
hopefully
forget it. Yeah, in a sense. Yeah. Now you're hoping to start something of your own. So tell us a bit about a little project that you're hoping to get into.
Yeah, well, it's not a rambling house, but that's kind of, you know, where it kind of came. So actually, I was asked by a lady in Castle Island who runs this social group once a month. So they get a group of older people together, like families drop them or whatever, and they ask local musicians and singers to come in and just volunteer, just to entertain them for a little while. And they had a microphone and they brought it around, and everybody got a chance to sing a song or tell a story if they wanted. And then we'd play a few tunes and they'd get up and waltz or whatever and have a cup of tea and a chat. And the atmosphere was just brilliant. And even people who couldn't walk, like were in wheelchairs, where the feet would be tapping, and you're kind of going, that's what it's about. Mm. So I was kind of thinking, God, you could do something like this in Brosna, because I'm living in Brosna now a year and a half, and it's a fabulous community. It's just really, the people are fabulous. But we'll say there is a lot of older people there. There would be a lot of social isolation up in that corner, we'll say, of Kerry, because
It's very far away, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not too far from Limerick and stuff. Like, you know, we'll say Abbeyfeal and that, but it's just, I think the fact that a lot of people have moved away and there's not much employment there, that the population, there is an older population there, and maybe they don't get out and about, and there's nothing to go to like that. And like Castle Island's a bit far to be going, and they have a fabulous hall in Busna. And they have a great parish hall committee. So I got on to the chairperson there, William Curtin, and just said, like, if this was something I wanted to do. So then we got on to the HSC as well, just to see about funding, you know, because we might need a bus. So the Kerry Flyer said, yeah, that they'd help us out, and if people needed to be picked up and dropped off. So it's basically like a social afternoon from 2 to 5 on July the 9th, the Sunday, in the parish hall in Busna. And if it goes well, if it's well attended, like we'll do it again a couple of times during the summer, and we can see then, you know, next year and whatever.
And like that, if anyone does want to attend to this, who can they contact, or is there a number that they could ring or something to get on the bus or something like that?
Yeah, they can ring me. So it's Sheila Heary, and it's 086 1030 6 43. But like they can just rock up. It'll be nice and casual, like, because I know some people, they're not that comfortable with crowds, especially since COVID and that. But if they just want to rock up and see, do they like it? If they don't, that's fine.
And
if
have you heard a lot of people coming to you saying, this is a brilliant idea? Yeah. Why hasn't this been thought of before? What does that make you feel?
It kind of gives me goosebumps. I'm delighted, because I just think, like, music and singing and stuff has opened so many doors for me, because it's like a ticket to get in somewhere. Like, once you can sing and play, people will, you know, welcome you in. And I just think it's nice to give something back. There's no point in being able to do something if you don't use it. Mm-hmm. And sure, like, the opportunity is there. Like, the hall is there. The committee are great. So why not? Mm-hmm. And if it works in other areas, and it's not going to be a big undertaking, we'll say. And I think it'll be nice and relaxed for people. Like, it'll just be, they can sit and have a chat, or they can listen, or they can sing a song, or
and you don't have to have the vocals like Beyonce, I'd assume, you know.
No,
you can just sing along.
I don't think Beyonce'd fit in Boston. No, maybe she would.
We won't turn her away. No. If she comes,
she might steal the show, so we'll leave her for a while. We put her on the back bench.
But you must be very excited.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because I was saying to you off air there, I'm just buzzing after the weekend that we had in Busna. The Concurtin Festival was just great. The music, the singing, the storytelling is just great. And there's only the two pubs there now, but they still managed to to pull it off. And
but that's the thing with people in their communities, they will make things work. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that, it's making those memories, making those special moments. And I always say, whenever there's an event like this, pictures are so important to take, because when you look back in them, you just, there'll be so many memories associated with that amazing time together. Yeah.
And even on Facebook, like, there's stuff up already, you know, like videos of different things. And there's a lad there in Busna, Paddy Kelly, goes around with his camera all the time. So I'd say he has loads of
archives
collected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, social media can be great as well. Like, and or if you're somewhere you shouldn't be, it's probably not great. But there's plenty of stuff going around on WhatsApp and Facebook. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. And Sheila, look, finally, if all goes well, and hopefully you'll have a few more, you know, shows, the right word, or afternoons, we might bring Travels Through a Kingdom out there to meet a few people that are coming. I'd absolutely love to go and see how it's getting on for you.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. And like, if anybody wants, it's not, we've put down like Busna and surrounding parishes, but look at
anyone from around the county.
Yeah. And you can't get lost. You come into Busna, you see the hall, that's where it is. And like, if there's any local musicians that want to come in and sing a song, or if anybody's natural Mrs. Doyle come in and make tea, whatever, we won't turn anybody away.
And that's the main thing about a rambling house as well. You'll never be turned away.
There you go.
Very good. Sheila, thank you so much. You've been so well spoken, and it was lovely to meet you.
Thanks very much.
And that was Sheila here speaking to me over the week. And before she left, she also sent me on this beautiful poem that she wrote in 2020. And I'm going to recite it for you now. It's called Don't Ever Dismiss the Old Folks. Don't ever dismiss the old folks. They're the ones who paved the way. They have lived this life before us, so there is wisdom in what they say. Oh, listen to what they are telling. Lessons from them can be learned. These twilight years can be lonely, so show them the respect that they have earned. The one you see sitting before you,
is not who they've always been. Talk to them of their memories, how they've lived and the things they have seen. They have stories and songs and traditions of love and laughter and strife. So ask them to share their encounters and the memories they treasure in life. Ask them to talk of the old days. Let them escape to the times long gone by. Show them a small bit of kindness when these memories may cause them to cry. Don't ever ignore who these people once were, though at times they themselves may forget. By asking, you'll help them remember and what they'll be glad through their eyes they have grown wet. A kind or gentle word for you could show that you do understand. A dreary old day you can brighten by just sitting and holding their hand. These moments you share are so precious, and deep in their hearts they are set. The time will come when they're gone. Let's make sure we don't live with regret. Neglecting the old generation, there's no doubt that this day will be rue. For the young who are coming behind you, they'll watch and see what you do. So think how you'd like to treat you, for you know that karma will pay. So don't ever dismiss the old folks, for this will be you someday. Sheila Heary. And that was called Don't Ever Dismiss the Old Folks. What a beautiful poem. And thank you so much, Sheila. I think that was absolutely wonderful and so well put. But what do you think? Let me know. You can get in touch with us tonight on our text and WhatsApp on 083 300 3300 or you can email kflynn@radiokerry.ie. I think that was absolutely beautiful and I hope it makes you all think as well. And there's never any harm in sitting down with anyone and having a chat and reliving the old days as well. We'll be back with more on Travels Through a Kingdom after this break. And you're very welcome back to tonight's Travels Through a Kingdom. As always, it's myself, Kaya Flynn, with you here until 7. Now it's time to revisit the archive of Sean Hardy's Kerrywide.
Hardy and Daly, how are you?
Very good indeed, Sean.
You're out for the afternoon.
Retired. Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying Wednesdays here in the centre here, Sean.
That's great.
It's brilliant. And these were fantastic because we were depicting life in rural Ireland pre-electricity.
That's right.
And it was hand milking the cows with a hand and making the butter. And the visitors, they loved it.
Yeah. And of course, you're keeping that alive out there in Muckross Farms, aren't you?
All the time. That still goes on out there all the time.
And you have a new school out there?
There is. Yes. There's a lovely new school there as well, and there's different things happening there. I was out to see it. But it is the old replica again of the old schools.
I haven't seen that one yet. I haven't been out for a couple of years out there now, but I must go and see that school.
You will certainly enjoy the school, Sean. And it's there for the different functions then as well, because they have the farmhouse at Quills, which is grand. Okay for certain things, but the schoolhouse is bigger.
I love that complex. I think it's something fantastic, and it was a tremendous achievement for those people who built it years and years ago, because even for the Irish themselves who immigrated, they can now come home, go to Muckross traditional farms and see as back in the 40s and 50s as it was.
Correct. And even for families on a fine Sunday, they can walk around it. And the donkeys are there and the pigs are there and the poultry are there. Everything is there that you don't see in the farms today. They're all there, Sean.
Coming back to your own farm, like the ladies who I just spoke to there and the bull and all of that,
yes,
did you try and keep the bull from the inspector?
No. I would have grown up in Kilcommon myself.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Kilcommon, Killarney. And then I married and I lived then at Knockaterry Farm 4. I married into a farm, but there then I did the bed and farmer's accommodation, because after building a house, money was scarce. So we needed a few extra bob. So I kept visitors in the farmhouse and enjoy that as well, Sean. But plenty of hard work too.
It's lovely talking to you. I have a few people to talk to
you
today.
Have,
I must try and get them in now as well, Eileen. Wouldn't
of
that be
course,
a good idea?
Sean, of course. Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
There's a man here over alongside me. What's your name?
Michael McAuliffe.
Michael, we met you before, didn't we, now, Travis?
Right,
how are you
here
keeping since?
Good, not too bad. Looking forward to every week to the daycare. That's all I live for.
Michael, have you a party piece or anything like that for us tonight?
Sure, I don't know.
Do you sing?
I sing in that song.
Oh, that's good. Give us an old blast.
Through the crowded streets of Dallas rolled the motorcade one day, with the president so noble loudly cheered along the way. With his young wife softly smiling, she proudly waves a gentle hand to acknowledge words of welcome from the folks of Texas land. From a house in Dallas City came a vicious rifle bark. An assassin's cowardly bullet quickly sped onto its mark. And the young wife cried in anguish, cradles up his shattered head. And with life's blood quickly ebbing, John F. Kennedy was dead. Silent now the cheering people, all amazed and all forlorn. Silent now the manly leader, whom the whole wide world will mourn. In a grave upon the hillside, where a river gently flow, among the bravest of its country, rests one hero in repose. And the broken-hearted widow, with two orphans by her side, breathes a prayer and drops a tear for the man who nobly died. We in Ireland mourn your going, gallant kinsman, loyal friend, man of honour, man of justice, dauntless fighter to the end.
Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, that song surely brings back the memories of our late President Kennedy, President of the United States of America. And, you know, he came to Ireland, was it over 50 years ago? You remember the day he came and he went down to New Ross in County Wexford. And he gave that speech in Dáil-Éireann and, you know, he visited many more places as well. That was on television at the time.
I remember it all right when I was working in the fields, and when I brought out the tea to me, they told me that President Kennedy was shot. Yes. I remember that. Like,
that was on a November evening, wasn't it?
Something like that, yes. That's right.
And, you know, there was only a couple of television sets in the locality that I lived in, out in Ballybrack, back in 1963. I used to go to Mary Kennedy's here, Mary O'Connor now, who I just interviewed on the programme. And I used to go to Eugene Max's, well, a farmhouse, and they had a television set there. I used to go to Mary's to watch the football matches on a Sunday afternoon. Isn't that correct, Mary?
That's very correct. Yes, Sean. We always had a good few people in.
And that was in black and white.
And I suppose it was kind of an attraction, yeah.
It was a great attraction.
And there were
great times,
yeah. Great times.
The DSR President Kennedy's trip to Ireland, it was in Eugene Max that evening. I watched it on television up there.
Yes.
And there weren't too many televisions around in that time, Mary. Sure there wasn't?
No, maybe three or four, I suppose, with the onset of it in Ballybrack and Ballyhale, yes.
That's great. Thank you, Michael, again for that. A lovely, lovely song. We don't often hear that.
Thanks very much. Yes.
And that was the archive of Kerrywide from Sean Hurley here on Travels Through a Kingdom. And I do hope you enjoyed that as well. That's almost it for this evening. But before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to all at Dolly Day who took the time to chat to me, had a laugh at me and stood in for a photo as well. There's plenty of those on our Facebook page, which got a humongous reaction. But as I said, lots of memories made there, and all for two very good causes as well. And as I was talking to many people at Dolly Day, you could hear that cancer has touched a lot of their lives at some point. And, you know, it was really nice to be able to celebrate it in some way and making money and just having a laugh like that as well. I also want to say a huge thank you to Sheila for chatting to us too, and hopefully all goes well for the Social Sunday on July 9th. And again, if you want to contact Sheila about the day, you can contact her on 086-103-0643. Again, that's 086-103-0643. And I hope all goes well there. And hopefully, if all goes well, we'll be bringing Travels Through a Kingdom to you from there as well in Brosna. Stay tuned here on Radio Kerry as Elaine is on the way with 7 Days. And then Sean Riley is on from 8 with Irish Favourites. So if you can't get enough in Travels Through a Kingdom in the meantime, again, just search us on the RadioKerry.ie website or on Spotify and search Travels Through a Kingdom, and you can listen back to all the programmes there in the meantime. But for now, from me, Kaya Flynn, I'll talk to you at the same time next week. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.